You know, it doesn't matter what we do, to be honest. We have to say that we are delighted with these players. You know, what they've done in the last 6 years is simple, outstanding. You know, I don't know how many things to say about the players, you know, and the coaches and everybody that were involved in that, in those trophies. You know, winning three big competitions on the road is something impossible, something really difficult, you know, to match. And the best news is, even if we don't win it, it doesn't mean that we are not going to win it. But even if we don't win it, I'm going to enjoy the national team again, because I know we're going to play that football again. We're going to enjoy our football. And of course, it's not going to be easy. You know, as I said before, no European team has ever won a World Cup in South America. That's a setback for us, of course. On the other hand, it's a challenge. And the thing is, most of the key players, you know, are now tied, you know, and getting in age as well, you know, to this World Cup. And we have to, you know, to wait for, you know, for the performance, you know, from them. They are really tired. They play a lot of games, especially, you know, Xavi Alonso, even so many players, Sergio Ramos, even, you know, even when he's still young, he's played a lot of games in the last years. So we have to wait, you know, for the fitness, you know, of all the players when they get there into Brazil. The atmosphere is different, you know, playing South America. I can assure you that it's not easy. So many things they will change and they will put against us, because they do it and they are like that. It's normal. It's a part of the football in South America. It's something really big in there. And beating Brazil is not easy in there in Brazil. I think we go a real boost maybe with Diego Costa, because he's Brazilian. So you know, having picked Spain over Brazil means a lot for him, and means a lot for Brazil. When he plays in there in Brazil, he's going to be a real boost. He's going to be really excited, you know, to play games in Brazil with all the fans against him. But he likes, you know, to play in atmospheres like that. You can tell it. So that's a boost, you know, front for us. And as I told you, I still trust, you know, our football and what we've done in our last 6 years. Is just a product of so many years working in the same way and not giving up even when we lost. So, you know, I'm not really worried about the World Cup. I'm just thinking that we can enjoy this World Cup even if don't win it. And starting from the group stage, I have to say that the main thing is trying to avoid Brazil, you know, in the last 16. So we must try to be first in the group stage. And that's going to happen if we beat Holland. That's going to be the main one. And at the same time, playing against Chile in South America is not going to be easy. So the first result is going to be really important for us and, you know, for the rest of the competition, you know. The thing is, you know, expectations in Spanish are always the same. You are there, you know, to win it, of course. But you have to be honest, and you have to analyze everything that is happening now. And as I said before, all the games that these players have, you know, have on, you know, on their legs, changes. You know, Puyol is going to be a setback, because he's a very important player, you know, for the national team in terms of, you know, capacity to lead the team and aggression and so many things that you need as well, you know, to win a competition like that. So of course we miss some things, but at the same time I'm looking forward to a change of generation. If it happens winning, it would be amazing, you know. But even if they win, we have to say that so many players are ready in there, you know, to take the responsibility. We won the under-21 European Cup, you know, this year. So even the manager has signed, you know, for Oporto. It means that we still got so many things, you know, to say in the future. And, of course, in Europe, our main rival is going to be Germany. I think they are doing the things fantastic, fantastic. You know, they changed the mentality. They are, you know, developing players in a different way they used to do in the past. So they go now the physical part, but they go as well, you know, the technical part. You can see now small players in Germany, something that was impossible in the past. Now you can see Ozil, you can see Schweinsteiger, you know, players that they are comfortable in possession, you know, Götze. So That's really, really good news for Germany. And of course, in South America, it's going to be Brazil and Argentina. You know, they are the huge ones in big competitions. Brazil play at home. Argentina, for them, is special to play against Brazil in Brazil always. So, as I told you, you know, I think Spain, even if they don't win, even when everybody's talking, let's try to win this World Cup, I think everybody got that thought, you know, that we're going to struggle to win. Of course we're going to struggle to win it. We can, you have to struggle, you know, if you want to suffer, if you want to win a competition like that. But I think the Spanish people, they are more than happy, you know, and more than thankful, you know, to these players and to this generation, because they produce something historical for us, you know, not only for us. I think it's a step up, you know, for the rest of our generation. So, and they did it. No, I think the Confederations Cup is another kind of competition. It's not the right time, you know, to play a competition. It's not the right competition to play when you are involved in you know, in your domestic leagues and Champions League. So it's a special one. I think it's like playing a friendly competition. So when you go there, you are not really focused and you are not really onto it like you are in the World Cup, you know. So I don't think it's a big test for the teams. I think it's a big test for the organization more than the teams. So I wouldn't get a lot out of that competition in terms of in football terms. Even when Brazil beat us in the final, let's say quite easily, it doesn't mean that they are going to beat us in the World Cup quite easily. So moments are different, situations are different, the competition is different. And as I said, avoiding Brazil in last 16, if you have to beat Brazil, I think it must be in semifinals or final rather than last 16. Last 16 is a difficult situation, you know, in terms of pressure. We are going to stick to it, you know. We can change some things. We cannot play the same style and the same football if we change some players. It wouldn't be intelligent. You know, I saw the other day Pep Guardiola saying something that is true. You know, I cannot change my philosophy of football. You know, I cannot think of football without having the possession and just with players behind the ball. On the other hand, we can see coaches that they are comfortable, you know, doing this. I think in football is so big and so huge and it's amazing for all of us, because you got the chance to win, you know, to beat or to win games and competitions, you know, playing different styles. That's the beauty of this sport. So I don't think we have to criticize people just playing counter-attack or playing possession football. Now they are. I see a lot of critics, you know, to Pep Guardiola, and I think they are, you know, outrageous, you know, because in the last 5 years we were saying that Guardiola has changed the, you know, the football, and has created something amazing, you know, for the future of football. And now in 2 months we are saying that this football is rotten. It's crazy, you know, when he's won. I think he comes with the times, you know. It will come another manager that will play the same style, because now I think Guardiola has been a role model, you know, for some coaches. As Mourinho has been another one, you know, for another coaches, it's normal. Maybe I can see a difference in the way they become managers, and it's normally when you see teams like Spain or Barcelona with Guardiola and Vicente del Bosque playing that football, that possession football, is because these managers, you know, have been playing in professional football for so many years and in big teams, and they get, you know, the best out of his, you know, their careers. And Guardiola, as you know, he's been really, let's say, really adapting, you know, to the football of Cruyff. Cruyff has been the real role model for him. And Vicente del Bosque is another, it's kind of the same, you know. He's got Maloney like his real hero in football, you know. He's been in Real Madrid for, you know, for his entire career, entire life. On the other hand, we got managers that they try to win the games by tacticals, because they didn't they, they, they didn't have big careers as footballers, so they are becoming really big as managers. They got the mentality to manage a team. They got the mentality to analyze a game before the game and, nullify the strengths of the opposition teams and at the same time, you know, exploiting the strengths they got. So it matches, you know. You can see Benitez, Mourinho in one hand. You can see Vicente del Bosque, Guardiola in the other hand. And I think the overall is amazing. You know, you see seeing those great managers, those great tactician managers, fighting against those let's say even Carlo Ancelotti in this hand. These managers that they've been in football and they think that football is about just playing, and tactics are not. Are important, but not that important. Not over the quality of the players is such a huge good thing for football. I think both of the managers are fantastic. They play different styles. They go different mentalities, and I think it's really, really, really good for the football. So you can pick one of the sides whenever you want. You know, sometimes you like the football, the counter-attack football, because you can see a team doing really well, even Atletico Madrid now, with Cholo Simeone, you know, with a squad that you cannot compare with Barcelona, Real Madrid, or Bayern Munich. They are doing something unbelievable, and it's because tactically they are playing perfectly, physically they are really strong. So as I told you, I wouldn't pick one. I would just enjoy, that fight. I think it's really good for us. I'm learning now. To coach, and I think you must see both sides and try to pick your own like.